In the past 3 weeks, Sarah Giroux has hit some big milestones. She turned 18, she graduated from high school, and her debut CD got reviewed in Rolling Stone, which dubbed her a contemporary bluegrass prodigy. But listen to her sing. There's not a lot of twang here.
The Virgin Mary, all dressed in blue, sings my first lover for an audience of two.
Sarah Giroux has been playing mandolin since she was 10. In the years since, she's picked up banjo and guitar as well and become a songwriter. Sarah Giroux joins me from Austin, Texas, where she was born and raised. Hello.
Hi, it's great to be with you.
Now, Sarah, you wrote 11 of the 13 songs on this CD, including the one we're hearing now, the title track. Could you read to us the lyrics? It almost reads like a poem.
Time moves forward and time moves back, like a mixed-up engineer on an endless railroad track. Miles to go from me to you, from a town that gets old to the city that's new. This flame burns brighter with every pulse.
Flame burns brighter with every polar end. This bird flies higher with the song up in her head. Time moves slow and time moves fast. The future now will soon be past.
One thing I really like about this album is that, you know, you talk about being young in your songs. You're not sort of pretending to know it all already. There's that slow, sort of dreamy ballad called Edge of a Dream, and you talk about laying your soul out on the line and trying to figure life out as a grown-up.
A lot of the songs on my CD, there's a lot of questions in the lyrics, and I think that is reflective of my age and the curiosity that I have about everything.
Now, we've been talking a lot about your words, your lyrics, but of course, for most of your life, you've been focusing on actually playing. And I gather you have some instruments with you, the banjo. Can you play a little bit for us, maybe a bit of a song?
Yes, I will play part of Tell Me True from my album, which is an original song that I wrote.
Think of you. Do you hope for things most like that won't come true? Do you dream of me like I dream of you? Tell me, darling, please tell me true. Tell me, darling, please tell me true.
That's such a beautiful song, and I should remind our listeners that Sarah Giroux played that live. And Sarah, when I hear you play that, I mean, you're in high school. You just graduated high school, and I can sort of picture you sitting in, you know, a calculus class or something, sort of secretly working out new fingerings or some great new lyric line. Is that what you do?
That's actually very funny that you say that, because I have had many a time, you know, in high school when I was sitting in my math class and I would just get lost and be writing lyrics to a song. So it definitely, there was a big balancing act all through high school, balancing my music career and my high school and work. And many times it would feel as if there were two lives going on, but sometimes they would coincide with each other in calculus class when I would be writing a song while the teacher was lecturing.
I know that there are just two songs on this album that you didn't write. One is by the Decemberists, the indie band from Portland, and one is by Tom Waits, the track Come On Up to the House. Let's hear Tom Waits' version for a few moments, and then we'll hear yours.
Okay.
Well, the moon is broken and the sky is cracked. Come on.
that you can see is all that you lack. Come on up to the house. Oh, your crying don't do you no good. Come on up to the house. Come down off the cross, we could use the wood. Come on up to the house. You got to come on up to the house.
Toot. Totally different sounds, but both great in different ways as well. Why did you pick this Tom Waits track?
I picked that track because, well, one, I just think Tom Waits is amazing and such an eclectic artist. And I learned that song from a friend of mine, Aoife O'Donovan, in the band Crooked Still. I was at a camp, a music camp, a few summers ago in California, and she taught that song to me, and I just immediately fell in love with the lyrics, everything about it. It's such a beautifully sculpted song, and I felt like it really blended very well with the rest of my original songs on the album.
You know, I was checking out your MySpace page, and you put down for influences just this really different range of artists. Doc Watson, of course, because you've been called a bluegrass singer and a folk singer, but then there's Ella Fitzgerald and Death Cab for Cutie.
Mm-hmm. I have always grown up listening to as much music as possible in any genre. That's what I try to do with my music, is I try to take everything that I've listened to and learned from and loved and been inspired by and kind of molded into my own original music.
And I've even seen you cover the Gnarls Barkley track, Crazy. Yes. I've seen some video clips of that on YouTube.
Yes, I sang that at my high school graduation a couple weeks ago.
Did you get a good response?
It was a good response. The class loved it, I think.
Would you mind playing a bit of Gnarls Barkley's Crazy for us?
Oh, well, let me grab my mandolin. One second. This is a really loud one, so. I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without a care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? That make me crazy, possibly. Whoa.
Wow.
Thank you.
So now that you've graduated, what's the plan? What's next for you?
In August, I will be moving to Boston, Massachusetts, and attending New England Conservatory of Music.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations. The CD, again, is called Song Up in Her Head. Thank you so much for joining us, and good luck next year.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Sarah Jarosz's first CD, Song Up in Her Head, comes out on Tuesday. She joined us from member station KUT in Austin.
So sing this little song with me.
And that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Have a great week.